yok toka toka akşe ami tam nokaktok şey yet nokat peluza rurak temani ittake apko makke kelugo malik tollo lugo kelu nyam nik tu kaktu loka yak nege it nagalakto terapi tera pi yase ami pakse ami
tam no sikti kapiya The only people that were left living was the guy with the arrow in his nostrils and the young man that goes up here to sleep when his mother tells him to, and two wives of Seyyat. He had two wives. So these two women and the other one, the third person, took care of this guy with an arrow in the nostrils, moving here and there. You know, they never live in one place. They'd live here one time in some other places. But along the way, this person died from that wound. These two women worked on that arrow because when it hit him right here, it went out through his, what you call this bone up here, inside your mouth. And they carved it and take the arrow out. But see, he still had an arrowhead between his legs, though, so that's what killed him, finally. And just before he died, he says, if I could get back at that young boy, I would have just taken him back to the trees and just, you know, hit him with my arrow at that time. I should have done that, but it was too late. It got him already. So when this guy died, so that was Seyyat, when that got hit in the nostrils. They left him there, probably buried him there, and move on to Fort Yukon. So he says those people are still living over there, probably the relatives, the ancestors. They used to live along these areas here, Nunatak, Alatna, and there. But then they went back to Fort Yukon, where they belong, really came from.
Tara tap ko kasul lag lagi, ukole samunga ngilak tot, ilit kuset, tara uba kasuk sa ako to negaksir.
Yeah. So the Salmon River people will be the last of our story. How they got back from their big fighting.
Tapko tere tere ni tat naka hoting aw rakma ngila hoting. Uki wag uki luting tasamani.
Salmon River mi?
Ee tasamani mi tama Salmon River mi taunan. Takanani kanna. Ma galiku wakun ata atarat ata hoting. Takanna kayana mumma ubargu rangane wani kok ek malle yung nallo marru mallo kokku pem ubane wa ket wa shit nagariga tatkiwa wasu wana kene ko ko rokso emnya nallo nagariga pangagok temane kagbige ragiga tatkhunak tapko tak nare korak tu nak bicarip lu, pasiteran ni kal kahutik, tak nak Piranun atarrat tapko tulang nesut maknga. Kuwang mi. Umbase tarunga tulakami. Tapko uko tusapkar negai. Se iat ukiwak toko nipliu tema tusan nipliu. Tamnu la rakaura kiljau nesok tapko nani. Ukak titakat. Se iat tukak se amigyo ukak alaktok. Nukat pelu rak rurak tema ni. Ittake apko makke kelugu. Kilunyam nik tuwak taul la kayak nakigit nakalak nip lugu. Ta nukak bigin nagat. Uligak tu rakun di yoko ba. Ta nakawrak tuk nak taul ni liyaw naksak tam na. Tam nula rakawrak.
Okay, here's Salmon River right here. These guys went back and start living there again. And that following summer, the next summer, people from Kobuk area went down to a little creek there, the mouth of that creek. I think he said it's a little above Cayenne or some place in that area. And amongst these people, there was this guy named Ularagorak, the guy that hit the Seyyat through the nostrils with his arrow. And they told these guys that were fighting against the other Indian people that Seyyat died that following year. And they told Ularagorak what he said just before he died, you know. I should have just taken that guy and just hit him with my bow and arrow myself. Otherwise, I wouldn't be dying like this. So these people from Kobuk area heard these guys telling Ularagorak what the guy said before he died. They witnessed that thing. He was wearing those same shawl, the kind they always wear, two caribou skins, and was amongst those people.
Tam na gok ta ru la ra ga rok ta na ka rok tok na ka la ka mi u li gak tu ra ka na sha go go wa. Ta ra ni. Ka rok ta ni ka mi ma ki na mi. Ta tuk ta la ka rok. Tautuk tarlak sehnya. Sehnya tuwa, kilunyak menyik, tuga guglunga, persik pangit, nakimak toka yakalaki gali, nahone, unagyok, kumak, kugup panga, sumimnyami panga, kasulmik oktaktak, tak nakak tukbay tsyariga, temani, pakmaunni, akura kapiksokamni, terikok tabluma, ilyano bani, kaksakaktut, Tema ni juga kami kandokit kalak pa, tep jo pilhat ni. Tautuk tolok siknya, siya yaitu wa kiliu nyak menyik tuwak tuk saksik pangit, nakimak tuwa yakigit, nakon ni jok. Ak paksok tu rakun ni tamna, tikit nyamin, kandututi kek tutikirak, mak nga, tagungi glionun, tak na tingip luni tulak teka. Nakakigat. Nalluk tamne nalluk nakakigat unun.
This area they call Nalluk is a seining place for fish, white fish. It must be a mouth of a creek or something. But anyway, when they told Ularagorak that Seyyat would have done this to him, you know, at that time. And he says, he stood up and said, look at me, see what I would do if Seyyat tries hitting me with his bow and arrow. And he run real fast down where that sanding place is. And the creek would be about so, gee, maybe about so wide. And all of a sudden, this is what I would do, this is how fast I would run, you know, or move. and he really fly up and just go across, clear across that creek. That's how fast he was. He was showing these people, saying that maybe he wouldn't get hit by him. That's it. Okay, long time ago when people kill other people, they make songs which they call anekshori. This song was made by Ularagorak, the guy that shot this guy between the legs and through the nostrils. He made this song for Sayyid, against Sayyid. The first part of that song he started off is saying, it's so funny seeing the two wives of Sayyid carrying him around, you know, being wounded.
And
the second part says, go ahead, go towards Kobuk and go fight again. He meant that, you know, he never win. Never win, even if he goes there to fight again. That's it.
It's August 3rd, 1983, and Joe Sun is going to tell another one of the old stories, but it's a true account, like the last one.
Ok, Okaktu tigigisigitka uplabak tapko nukakit pinyasot. Aningangagawa, aningaklak, tikakilamag, pirakdikangat.
This morning he's going to start off talking about three brothers. And the oldest brother's name is Tike Rilak. Tike Rilak. Oldest brother.
Tapka Ovanuka Rejoko Tigirarigay. Kartu Tigina Kabutu Blavak. Mark Nakton Renyip Lurit. Pak ngurok pak ma nunalik yuting pirat nukari tako dan masih abik tau kata hoting nunanun nak mulake di lakuting angutingit nyun nunam angut nek marungan dek rutenyun dek syukar miknik dek rutiling mun inilak tak hoting dan ma abuk tau kata hoting inilang nasat.
Oh, yeah, these brothers, when they talk about them, they say they're not from around here, from our area, or from any other area. They're from above us, someplace, from a different place, land. And these three brothers divide themselves into different countries. Like, they like to eat, probably, maybe one of them like to eat the coastal animals. So one of them landed down there, and the other one probably around here, and the other one someplace. They each like a different kind of animals they like to eat. So they didn't come down to one place. They divide themselves up.
Tamnova, she would lay the rock after the lagna caput, the carilla, and in Angak Tapco. Mongale in the long next of Kuvuman, Marumunga Marino Narvitinum, Makuningale, Nuna Mangutani, or Clanig Yarinic Taranakishu Lune, Nakishu Nakami, the Mongale in the long next up.
First, he's going to talk about the oldest brother that landed here in our area because he liked to eat bear meat. Black or brown bear, either one. And the oldest one is Tigirilak.
Uvarita mani nyu nagak shipman. Mani maka nyu nagtad. Tara mak maktaun reshagun kamagip lugu. Tana atanegi leitip lugu. Tabruma mani nyu nektat atani lugitana anguna likun marumuna de matana anguna shopping yar nakhi manorlo de rakhlugi inyu tatna persinye reta urum.
When he started living amongst these people up here in our area, they had so much respect for him, he became their leader in hunting and some other ways too. Because he was a different person from them, and they have respect for him. They knew he wasn't from around here.
The mani tarata ninyo na khating ukaag me angunete rakne ke tamat kuninga ukaag sakatak manima tepcho shivurlevut. It name or rechame Kaluktungarming Tamat Kuninga, Negrutining Makuninga, Aklanigli, Yarring, Yglooping yet laying yourself. Angukat going over. Temukerme, there are Nekagata paying a nick matagla, Pinyar Nikangi. Tematu Voyasira Mata.
In late fall, he would hunt with these people for these bears, when they're fat and the meat is good, that's late fall. When they're almost ready to hibernate. Because that's their tradition from long ago. They don't hunt them early in the summertime when fishing time is still going on, but they hunt them later in the fall.
Tara orla hotel ge chakne ge kuwa kun mona tabu ma tema na monang hotel ling mek tema paket lik sang mek nunak la tara ta na check in yu orla hotel rata ne ge orla ku minyak ta nuta ta mit tema tari glob luti ta na abrati na ga ge tara tema na abrati na ga nikangi tabu ngat mon Dini kartu nerek tu negara tu tu nih pugrinya pugri sama nih pakai siapa nak apa tau kasihatam.
And they would live all year long, and then come springtime, early spring, like maybe in March or a little earlier than that. He would take them going upriver, starting upriver, and hunt in that area up there for like moose and caribou. He would take so many young men with him, and they call this group Avrat. They probably would live on bear meat, what they caught that late fall, and then go through the winter, and comes when the days are getting longer, then he takes them up by the way of that river and hunt for caribou and moose and other animals that are good to eat at that time. And they call the group Avrat, A-V-R-A-A-T. Yeah.
Kamik tera tabu ngol la kamik iklau aming yok tabu ruma umat dikerja mon unenge kerja iklau orang nelang macam sama alijat lagak tu alak tu alat negar lagak iya alat lagak tu nut kagak tu tak na teragok tak nak mata tabu iklau ropa yat katip loting. Ukak sakto lekto alau kami tako kailan nutkakweta manabata pakiaksilagagigat. Taragok tabani pakihuting tara iyakrimig nakakaklamig tuwomiramig tara pakitiraktut. Taragok tat nasak tikit niyamit lungunengi nutkakaktut tabluma. Tema pangutik saman.
Okay, these people would travel by dog teams with sled for each, maybe two persons. And then along the way, all of a sudden, this Dikirilak sled would stop in a certain place and won't go again, even though he forced his dogs to pull his sled. It won't move at all. And then these group of young men, these people that are traveling with him, would plan, let's check around this area, see if we can find anything when his sled stops like this. And sure enough, when they search around that area, they would find bears hibernating. So that's why the sled stops there. It either would be black or brown bear.
Tara tak nak kau tiraki ke? Tara kau kasih apa? Ia ni, tamane tu si lain yang mana? Tara tahu ngah, pipleting, tama jangan riba kunasih kau ngah kau tak makap munga nak tu bangmet, tak makap menengat nun, dulu kau nak kangen nun. That nick lock looting okay me. To the comic demand it to ring it in him.
And sometimes they wouldn't find no animals to hunt, you know, in this area of our river, of our the Kobuk River. So they would go clear out to Anaktuvik Pass to a place called Duluak and get some caribou from out there.
Oh, no, what are the Kobuk? Chan Rivamon native Rakaming, Terra Tamarumona, that cock munga actor, cock munga to look at cock mahak manitlan.
Vogo colutigate?
A colutigate, Navarigata, Naku Wablo, Alas of Lock and Rock, the late Itty Black, whom I nigger native with Katararia.
Una Asikuru, same
Argumonita,
Argumonita. Okay, here's Kobuk River here. They would travel through Kobuk River. Go on through Kolutigik. It's a portage, I think, going to this Alikakit River or something. Right here. And then from that river, they go on to Arumun Itdok, which is John River, he says. And then go on up to this place through Anaktuvik. This here is another creek going, getting into John River. So when you're on your way to Anaktuvik, you can see this river clear. So that's how they travel when they're hunting with this guy.
That na coming tera that kaung a coming. That ka mo tera lan re nyami tamani aura ne re marumani chandru ba mi. Vasu umi yuting ataga ship yuting that na. Ataga ting mar tamarumunga koyu kamun. Go you cook, Manetta, neat, neat, no more. The monarch are ta hooding. Marumani, go you cook, Mitterra, Manna. The Marumunga eat no more late, eat lunate, some move more can you cock to so late, Maracoca chatna, how you wait, no coming. The mono worry. Ku yuka kuna ta hotik tikit nyamit rung marumuna ta gira hotik tamat kuningu biyak miknik. Mara kuwag mun marumunga. Una. Pariwa it nitok. Mati kamna sa kwaksega. Uwak ngawuna narwa kakone. Uwak narwa mitara. Umaitik timaurutip lugu chubuga. Pariwa mun. Tere tamona ta hoting ang ila hoting ari.
Manna waka kuyo kale kuti kangat kupang mit pira ka
wadro. Kanga, manna.
I ang nalaka?
Ang na kuyo kumit, ang na kuyo kumit, nakaki. Tagrakwig it nakaki ka, tagrakwig mig inyupeto na tekak.
They call it tagrakwig in inyupeto. He says, when they don't come back early enough, while the winter is still going on, they spend their summer around here in John River, make their boats. They'd go down through Koyukuk River. They make their boats out of, you know, frame them with wood, and then use caribou skins to cover it up, like whale boats, but it's made out of caribou skins. So they go down through John River, and then here's this river going this way, which is Paw River, I guess he says. And then he says there's a lake along the way here. They stop right there and walk their boats through this little piece of land here that's connecting to Kobuk River, and that's how they come back home. So when it's too late for them to come back while there's still snow, they spend their summer around John River and comes back by boat. They call these people that travel like this, like they go up winter time and then they go this way and comes back. They call them Evil Road. Which means like going around the bend and, you know, going back. And once again, they were hunting upriver, you know, to the end of Kobuk River. When they start getting ready to go with their dog team, this son of Tikirilak, by the name of Argay Churak, they call him Argay Churak because he didn't have no hand on the other arm. Anyway, there's this mountain in this area going that way. He walked when these guys were going on dog team. And they met each other's way up end of Kobuk River. He met his son up there with these other guys. I mean, he traveled with these other guys, but this son of his was traveling alone. So when a person walks up, you know, when these are going on dog team, they call it Khutiroktok. So he traveled that way by walking. He was hunting too, but then he was taking this different route.
And these guys were traveling through the river. pogri shaksanik tako ame te mata na tap kununga te chununga dolak biksau ta nok te ga nexak te mase takep juga sibulika mi ja silangane tulanik tawno pilen te mata ra tap ko asu lakluit pe ra nikangi ta bruma oma arigai chura tat pona ta ninga siga kata hone pe ame Tuttokpaarak inyaanikluvit ilitsovennegai tai matautsimi. Ollakten nganinnegai tuttokpaarak tatpaani. Tere taunungat kahotin pääksi mata. Tere jok savinyi tablumunga argeinjat minyan keleksuutigaa peekuminjääksivu tänne. Tänne asemal leetipluvit.
Okay, he says, when a person is going on a different route through these mountains here, he's the guy that's checking where the caribou will be without shooting them. Just want to find out where they are so he can tell these people that are on dog team. They're up there in this area. But one time he was doing that again. He realized that he was scaring away the caribou. By accident, I mean, you know, they spotted him first. So when the caribou were running away, he started hurrying up and tie a knife to where the hand is missing, you know, tied to his wrist, probably like this, real tight so it won't come off. And when he caught up with these caribou, he started, you know, spearing them with his knife that's attached to his arm. And he never even tried to turn back how many caribou he got. He just went along when he thinks he's got enough and go towards, by the way, to meet these people where they would be camping.
Tarani tarata na kami tam na rigay churak, tay mata na kaso kami, kanukaglakak tilani, bisungat nago, tay mata na nulak bisaw ta na nulak tayo nagsak. Tat na si tari tikit yan eh, nulanik tao nun. Isa kami, tatami yun. Tutto si rawak, inyawning na kami git, Allah tin nganing ne kamigit. Piyuk kalaw kamigit at pagmata nang ilak toga. It nang nasok tatami niya. Tatang nga si Goktara, kiga, irnye nginyo ipiksa ni kalaw kapigit it nang nga. Tat nak mani Goktara, tabro met lingat kiga, subik tema igliwa naluwigat it nang nasok tara amna. I'm not too many, Cameron Rainier.
Ah,
she would tell me you want to lose it, Narago.
And then after he did that with the caribou, he got in together with the other people that were traveling with his father. They set up their camp already when he reached there. And he told his father that. All of a sudden, he realized that he was scaring away the caribou, and telling him that he got some caribou, but he didn't tell him how many he caught. And his father asked him, "Did you get enough for all of us to share?" And his son said, "I don't know. I'd never even tried to look back how many caribou I got." He told him that when he reached there. And when these, because they have to check how many caribou he caught, so they went back through his trail to where he killed all those caribous. He says they worked on them, they bring back and forth the meat, the skin, but they didn't get done that whole spring and leave some of them behind. There were so many for all of them. All spring long, they went back and forth to their boats, bringing meat, butchering them, skinning them, but they didn't get done with all of them. So that's how many he caught in that one time.
No longer feel like a pack to get the sun moon. Go up to man and eat the little. Ul got lights on our gutter. There are that neat duck. All the tilling at me, Ulrosaxi ami. Unungat Munorosungakani, Pabungat Munoronexo.
He says, at the mouth of Pick River, which is just a little below us here. There's a big tree with sturdy branches, big branches, limbs. And this Dikirilak, when he no longer uses his stuff, each time he brings them down there to this under this big tree. Like if he no longer uses his snowshoes, he brings them down there. If he no longer uses his sled, he brings them down there. There used to be this tree down the mouth of Pick River. And it just fall on the ground not too long ago. Joe said he had how many kids when it fell down to the ground. But the fast current, you know, keep eating the ground away where it was upright. And finally it went like this towards the river. Then one summer, they find out that it didn't fall on in the river. Instead, it went this way and fell on the ground. For some reason, you know, not into the river, but it went back this way and fell on the ground. He said it's a place where Dikirilak used to bring his stuff.
Nukat pemik, pirik sahone, iglau rik sahone,
And along the way, this man finally got old, you know. His wife's gone and his son is gone. And he himself started getting pretty old. Then he chose one of the young men from the Kobuk area. And they traveled towards Selwik and got into these people, which are Selwik people. During the winter time, they make him a little shelter and he start living outside of them. You know, there's a village and then his place would be out there somewhere.
Tamam na sinyik tukak manun nami angat kong migut tikay gak sinyika. Ang gwacha na sinyik tang na tak tan. Wari. Tak nak takalaw kami. Hana nyo kakwigin na ka. Inyagok tara ang gwacha. Angat kong po nipligo, sunipligo, katusak na kurok. Ilicokit lang niya sa ubagok tiket katawala ko angat ko mingon ilicokit lang sa itnang nasa kana niya.
And amongst these Selwik people, there was a woman, and she had a son, and her son was.